Welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and my co-host, Leslie Gold, two ladies who really enjoy broadcasting and having interesting and different opinions oftentimes. And that brings me to two women who founded an organization called We Stand Comedy, two funny women, two comedians, who have created a very interesting business model that we're going to talk about right now on America Weekend. Welcome, Tara Kenestracy and Kimberly Hellam, to America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie. Yes, thank you. Hello, America Weekend.
Hello, Kimberly and Tara. So the first question I have for you is, there's been such a strange idea with women in comedy over the years. You know, Joan Rivers was one of the really first leaders in the field that made it okay. But still, is it difficult for women to get into the world of comedy?
I think that was a challenge for me. One of the biggest challenges I faced, and I kind of thought, like you, that it would happen for years prior to me getting into comedy, and realized that it was still something very present until this day, you know, to this day in 2015, that it is still something that I struggled with, being known as the girl on the show, or the girls were funny on the show, being referenced with certain terminology, or just getting that stigma that if there were two girls on a show and six guys and one of us didn't hit, that, you know, women aren't funny.
And, you know, Kimberly here, and it's a common question you hear a lot actually around in the media right now that's been floating around, which is the question of, are women funny? A lot of female comedians get asked, are women funny? And, you know, Tara and I are definitely believers in the question, why would you even ask that? How is that still a question? So it's crazy to think that a pioneer like Joan Rivers, who was in the industry for so long and really set the pace for so many other women to come after her and work, that we're still sitting here asking or being asked, are women funny? It's kind of crazy to me.
It is crazy. And it's another one of those things that sort of has been accepted over the years. But women like you are making change, which is wonderful. And you have created this company called We Stand Comedy. What is that mean exactly? We Stand Comedy. Is it we stand for comedy? We stand with comedy? What does that mean?
You know, I think it's fair to say that when it comes to our mantra, it goes back to that question of women are funny. And we're very definitively answering, yes, women are funny. As for We Stand Comedy, you know, we created this as two females in the industry spearheading this to stand behind women, to stand behind comedy, and to create digital content and live shows that centers around that and creates voices for all sorts of female-owned businesses and female foundations with the art of comedy being driven behind it. So I think for Tara and I, we were sick of hearing the question, and like you said, we wanted to make a change and really combine our efforts and say, look at these two women that are coming together to say women are funny, but that are also standing for something that's more.
So, absolutely. And Tara, you do have this digital content that you have created, webisodes. Tell me a little bit about the spirit behind what you've created so far.
Well, I think as Kimberly said, it kind of started with just the women are funny, and what could we, you know, what could we do, you know, besides stand up to get that message across. And we both were, you know, had a few ideas, sketch ideas that we wanted to put out there. And we started with a few ideas. We, you know, shot one and then started shooting. We started getting great feedback from it, and it just became a thing where we started releasing digital content on a, you know, bi-weekly basis.
And it all started with the first digital sketch, which was Bottomless Mimosas. And I think for us, in terms of the content that we started with the idea of creating and that we continued to create, was this moment of no holding back, you know, not being afraid to tackle any type of material. You know, we're smart, we're strong, we're funny. And there's different ways that that can be reflected, whether it's, you know, in physical humor or any type of potentially taboo topic, which we're not afraid to tackle.
I'm sure you've seen the YouTube video that's going around now with Tina Fey and Amy Schumer and...
Patricia Arquette.
Patricia Arquette, thank
you.
Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting because it's very funny, it's very cutting edge, and it's quite a social commentary as well.
Well, and I think that's kind of when we look up to women in this field, you know, especially Tina Fey and Amy Schumer are women that we look up to with the same sentiment. I think you can watch those performers and include, you know, throw in Amy Poehler into that mix as well as ladies who are not afraid to tackle that subject and bring light to it. Not only that, but man, they're damn funny.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, what's going on in media, and we're speaking to you about why we started this and how present it was in our lives, but it was just a recent article with Rose Byrne where she was asked, are women funny? And she got highly insulted because she had came out with the movie Bridesmaids, and she made the comparison, you know, did they ask the guys from The Hangover, are men funny?
Well, it's certainly important work that you're doing. We Stand Comedy, Tara Canastracy and Kimberly Hellam. But not only are you funny, you're also giving back and doing good for the world. And I know that you have some beautiful project coming up that I'd like to speak about for a few moments. Tell me about what you've been working on recently and what's coming up.
That would be our project with RPC, which is the Rural Preservation Company. It is a home that provides housing for female veterans that were homeless before they got there. It's up in New York. It's actually only one of two transitional programs like this in New York State. And I think that when you asked us before, what is We Stand Comedy? Is it We Stand for Women? We Stand the Comedy? I think that we kind of asked that question to ourselves kind of a year into this and said, what else do we stand for? And it's about giving back, and it's about what comedy really can do to improve, you know, lives of, you know, not just women, but all people. And that's where we got the idea to come up with a charity event centered around these female veterans that are being housed at RPC.
Specifically Guardian House, which is the program that provides, you know, housing to these women and, you know, kind of helps them to regain the skills that they had so they can be reintegrated back into community. And so Tara and I came together and said, you know, there's a major need for them in terms of exposure and fundraising efforts. And two, it just seemed like a great collaboration for us to be kind of the women to work with them to do it. And the fact that we have come up with our event name, which is, you know, We Stand for Female Veterans. And it's going to be a great evening of comedy that's going to be happening on Tuesday, November 10th. So while it's a way off in the future, you know, our goals for the next month is to create buzz, to raise money, to, you know, gain sponsorships, and also do a lot of good work for Guardian House and the Rural Preservation Company.
It's a wonderful project that you've embarked on. And, you know, before you know it, November 10th is here. So, yes, you have work to do, and it's going to be in a great, great event, I'm sure. And perhaps you'll do this in other states as well.
We'd like to. I think ultimately, you know, it's the goal to continue this. It's not, you know, no matter us as humans, just in general, it's not just about you. We're all in this together. And so if I'm going to do comedy, I want to make a difference while doing it. And I know that Tara feels the same way.
And you know, and I know, there's nothing as satisfying as a good laugh. And it seems like sometimes we don't laugh enough. And research has shown it's very good for your health. It's a physical reaction that's really good for your health, your body, your blood pressure, your internal organs. There's laugh therapists around the country and laugh yoga. So a good, fun evening is extremely beneficial on so many levels.
I would agree with that. Absolutely. I think sometimes we get stressed trying to provide the laughs, and that's almost the ironic part in that. I think that the other thing that you mentioned about it being good for your health is that another idea we had with the event coming up on November 10th is that their sponsors would actually be able to sponsor not only the female veterans from Guardian House, but female veterans in New York State, or any female veteran that they really choose to sponsor to come out to the, you know, Village Underground that evening and get an evening of comedy, you know, and be able to get exposed to that and just have a night to come in and just not only enjoy what, you know, what the charity event is supporting and what they're raising awareness to, but just to get to go out and have a good night and, like you said, laugh and get that form of medicine that they need.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to hearing more about it. The website is westandcomedy.com. It's Tara Canastracy and Kimberly Hellam, two very funny people, not only women, but people.
There you go. I like that. I'm a person, people.
Who are making people laugh. And that's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for all of us. Thank you so much for joining us on America Weekend, Tara and Kimberly.
Thank you for having us, Valerie. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks.
It's America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.